New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Segment two, as always, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Farmers, we know that volume discounts are a major factor in ordering seed. Oftentimes, discounts are lost buying from multiple brands, but Beck's has the most diverse lineup in the marketplace. Go to beckshybrids.com for a full farm quote. And always remember the three Fs, faith, family, and farming at Beck's Hybrids. Trevor,
where's Bill?
Bill's over.
I'm here.
Okay, he's here. He's in Nashville. He's in a hotel.
Does Trevor know you're in Nashville?
I did not go over my itinerary with Trevor because of their diligence in the fields right now. They have hit the mecca of getting corn picked. Harvest mecca. Is going on, and they have caught weather. They've caught a weather heater right now. So right now, if you go outside of town or any place you go, it's crops are coming out of the field like crazy, and this is when Trevor gets to flex, as we talked about.
Oh, so flexing right now.
It's a mecca.
He's flexing right now, Trevor, thanks to Beck's Hybrid. It is time for a Monday edition of Head Scratchers, sponsored by our friends at Beck's Hybrids. Bill, this is where you tell us what happened over the weekend. What made you scratch your head in college football, Bill?
There were so many ridiculous ones, and the main one we're going to hit on later in Bill's Thrills, but the Arkansas field storming was ridiculous as they beat Tennessee. Woo Pig Suey. That was incredible. That was absolutely incredible. And the thing that comes up as we talk about a lot, the quarterback, help me out, Jake, how he says his name from Tennessee.
Yamaliva, I think. Is that it?
Yes.
Yamaliva. Yamaliva.
And so obviously he's a five-star, and there's a lot of discussion about him and played last year and those things. But if you stop and think right now, tell me about a play that he's made that you remember.
I don't have one. He's solid.
I don't know.
I
don't know one. I don't think they're even close at quarterback.
What do you mean?
I think quarterback play is very limited right now.
Ooh, really?
Very limited. Yes, very limited right now. I mean, the final score was 19-14, right?
Yep. That's correct.
Correct. They scored 14 points against Arkansas.
Right.
Yeah. And remember, against Oklahoma, they couldn't score either. Their defense was just so dominant against Oklahoma. Hmm. So this is just exactly opposite of Heupel. Heupel is and he's done a good job of playing towards his defense, but that's remarkable to score 14 points against Arkansas, who I believe is a 2-2 team. And got beat. I mean, Oklahoma State put like 38 points on them on Arkansas, and Oklahoma State is in trouble. Texas A&M, I don't know how they've done it, but somehow they've been able to put their team together after the devastating loss of Jimba. And so that's hard.
What was the lock of the week that Sip gave us on Friday, Bill?
The lock of the week was Missouri stomping A&M.
I got it, and I'm going to keep giving the Breakers tips. They deserve that. I will keep it up. I felt good about that one. I don't know what happened to Missouri.
They lost 41-7.
At halftime, I believe it's 24-7. In the first play, they ran 75 yards for an untouched touchdown. Untouched.
Breakdown. They just had a bust.
75 yards. Jimbo. It could have been 56-7.
Those are Jimbo's players, though. You will acknowledge that, right?
Some of them are, some aren't. But yes, there's some there. I will give you that.
Jimbo stocked it up.
Yeah, Washington over Michigan. If you watched any of that game, that was a That was a scene of beauty. They had a purple out. And then the sailgating was incredible.
Sailgating.
You can pull your boat right up to the stadium. And it is that, but that view of mm-hmm. what that looked like, because mm-hmm. they had great weather. It was a beautiful, wow. The jerseys, how they snapped on TV. Mm-hmm. Whoa. And I mean, they beat them. And that is a rough loss for Michigan.
Oh, God, yes, it is. It really. So it was a regal scene in Washington. I've never seen it.
The scene was unbelievable what those two teams and their jerseys looked like, and then what it looked like throughout that stadium, which I've been to before, right on the water. Mm-hmm. It is remarkable. It was really, really cool. And then Minnesota rowing the boat to beat USC. Controversial. Did he get in or not on the fourth down play?
I thought
very
he did.
Controversial.
What did you think? Do you think he got in, Bill, or not? I thought he was in.
I didn't think he was in.
Really?
Okay. But also wasn't alarmed with the call, though. It wasn't like, that is blatant. That's awful. No, but it was, and then they got an interception late, you know, to win that game. But Minnesota's 2-3.
Mm-hmm.
2-3.
Wow. And so what a win.
That is a huge win. That is a setback loss, and that has to be very encouraging for Nebraska fans going out to USC.
Yes.
Because that team, that will be a tough team to stay focused after their LSU win to start the season. Heartbreaking loss at Michigan, and now lose at Minnesota. So now those two losses.
Yeah.
I don't see how they're will be in the playoff picture at all.
I don't either.
And so. And they're built for the playoffs. That's what SC is. And as far as built for, that's the mindset of them.
This show is brought to you by BetterHelp. October is the season for wearing masks and costumes, but some of us feel like we wear a mask and hide more often than we want to. At work, in social settings, and sometimes around our family. Therapy can help you learn to accept all parts of yourself so you can take off the masks. Because masks should be for Halloween fun, not for our emotions. Therapy can be helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself and isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Take off the mask with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, help.com/earlybreak.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
It's a little bit of a they have zero interest in winning 8 or 9 games, and the coaches do, and there's some players that do, but I might say they just the overall USC alumni and fans. That's not they're not going like yeah, it's a good win. We got 7 wins. You know, we're getting better because you know they went to they were going to the playoffs 2 years ago when they got beat so bad in the Pac-12 championship game. They were going to the playoffs with the Heisman Trophy winner. And Utah beat them so bad in that championship game.
I thought USC looked really good against LSU. So this is surprising. I don't know. I got to quit picking games.
Things that happened that you can't even make up. It's unreal. Then the Mayhem game came through.
Mayhem
game was West Virginia. And Oklahoma State, 38-14, West Virginia 38, Gundy 14, and that was just they're 0-3. Oklahoma State's 0-3 in the Big 12.
What is the problem at Oklahoma State?
Both sides. First of all, defensively, they're horrible. and then they're horrible.
Are they horrible?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I remember watching the Arkansas game. Arkansas had like 560 yards of offense against them and lost. But and then offense, they're not able to keep up. But still, I mean, 14 points is horrible, and giving up 38 to West Virginia. Now, West Virginia, they've got two losses. They're both out of conference. So they're tied at top of the Big 12 at three wins.
Okay. God, what a week.
Okie State, they just look terrible. Texas.
Go ahead. Yeah, I don't see how they make a bowl game. I don't see how they make a bowl game. And then Texas Tech would be one, beating Arizona on the road. Texas Tech is 3-0 and leading the Big 12 right now. And they had a tough – they barely won a bad game early, went to Washington State and got beaten, and they've rallied.
Yeah.
And they have done an incredible job. And then I don't know if it's a mayhem game or not or a head-scratcher, but Arizona State beating Kansas. Lance goes to 1-5 and preseason 19th. They're 1-5. They're dead last in the Big 12.
That's a head scratcher. They can't be too much. I mean, how much separation is there between Texas Tech and Kansas?
Not much. That's right. The whole thing. It's the best league going as far as intrigue every week. When you start looking down the list of who's playing who, it's like, oh yeah, they could win and they could win.
Yep,
they could win or they could win.
Yep.
There's not a lot of like, oh yeah, look at this matchup. We want nothing to do with this game. This is a 58-0. Nope. There's not one team in there that does that. So it's like I said, it's just there was some unbelievable, one of the greatest weeks ever. And I'll probably get into it maybe more as the week goes on. But the field storming that should have taken place at the Cal game, like that, and the missed targeting call that was missed. I mean, it was horrific. Would have basically ended the game and won the game for Cal. And it was the announcers were befuddled. Everyone was. He launched crown of the helmet right to the V of the neck. Everyone's like, that is his target. And then the ACC came back with all good.
Might have to get rid of targeting. I know that's a rash opinion, but it's not working. There's obvious targetings that aren't called. Then there's ones that are called where you're like, what's that? Like, I think you get rid of it. I just think
I agree. It's not.
You do? You agree with that?
Yeah, I do. It's not going well. I don't think you ever can like reverse it and not call it. But right now, to the letter of the law, when you see some things, it's clearly targeting, and then it doesn't get called. No, it's almost like, well, we don't want to call it right here in this crucial of time, you know, to have it happen. Yeah. Like I said, there was, like I said, that as you watch through games again, I'm still shocked at the blunders in officiating that happened time after time after time. And I'd say this, kind of both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. But that was a big one because that basically would have ended the game.
Oh, man.
Miami trailed that game 35-10.
I went to bed at 35-10.
And they win 39-38 at Cal. Yeah.
I will give Cristobal credit, Bill, because he did not panic. On the sideline at 35-10, I was just struck by, he almost had the demeanor of, we'll come back. This game's far from over. I was shocked, though, when I got up and saw that Miami won the game. Like, even
in regulation, it was.
Yeah, in regulation.
I know right now that the talk is of Gentry being the leader of the Heisman
at Boise voting, State.
He
running back.
Yeah, he's well over 1,000 yards through six games. And so he's remarkable. But Cam Ward is just, he is just below Jaden Daniels from LSU last year.
Whoa.
He is fun to watch.
He is, oh, wow. Talk about, he's must-see TV. Cam Ward is must-see TV. He really is.
Okay.
And he's basically a zero-star quarterback that went to Houston Baptist?
Incarnate Word.
Incarnate Ward.
And then Washington State.
Incarnate Ward then goes to Washington State.
Yep. Then he went to Miami. Now
it's safe, Jake.
You're welcome. That's Head Scratcher, sponsored by Beck's Hybrids. Up next, the song of the day, as well as Bill's Thrills on Early Break on the Ticket.
New Balance recently announced the addition of All-American Cooper Flagg to the NB family, joining Cameron Brink and an elite player roster in the brand's mission of growing the game with the next generation of athletes. In part of New Balance's ongoing commitment to supporting athletes off the court, the Boston-based brand plans to work with Cooper on community initiatives in his home state of Maine. To shop the two-way V5, Hesse Low V2, and all New Balance basketball products, visit newbalance.com today.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.